lose all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
This is a 1010 Wins newsflash. I'm Paul James. Here's what's happening. One person is dead after a Southwest Airlines jet on its way to Dallas from LaGuardia blew an engine some 30,000 feet up and had to make an emergency landing in Philadelphia. The father of a 2-year-old Mount Vernon boy has been charged with the child's death. The boy's mother had come home Monday night and found the boy unconscious. He was rushed to a nearby hospital where he died. Police labeled it a homicide and began questioning the father after finding bruises on the boy's body. Lloyd Scott faces charges of second-degree murder. Jury deliberations got underway in the murder trial of the Upper East Side nanny accused of killing two children under her watch. The city has launched a new aggressive plan at exterminating most rat-infested housing developments. Under the new $32 million program, developments will receive dry ice abatement treatments, full-time exterminators, trash bins for residents, and new concrete floors. Stormy Daniels is injecting some fresh drama into the sensational story involving a president, a fixer, and a porn star. She has released an artist's sketch of a man she says threatened her in a Las Vegas parking lot to stay quiet about what she says was a sexual encounter with Donald Trump. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans who have been unable to pay their taxes because of the IRS payment website being down will receive an extension. AccuWeather calling for a partly cloudy overnight, low 38 in Midtown, 30 in many suburbs. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.